Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. We are in the month of January. I cannot believe we are already here, so Happy New Year again, and I've got an amazing guest today. Her name is Jamie Jackson. She's a mom of four, and she is a nurse at the hospital, and she is going to share with all of us her health journey, how God has paved her way with this health journey, and I'm just so excited for her to share it. So welcome to Shaped by Faith, Jamie.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Absolutely, and we live sort of in the same area. So I don't know your exact background. So, I'm so happy to hear it today myself. So let's talk about where you grew up and did that affect who you later became in life?
I think it definitely did. I grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky. It's a small town in, Kentucky, and I was raised, by two Christian loving parents. My mom was an elementary school teacher. And my dad was a cheese salesman, and he owned his own business, and they loved each other very much, and they just encouraged me throughout my whole childhood that anything that I wanted to do, that I could do it, and they would help me in any way that they could.
Yes, I know both your parents, and they were amazing Christian people, and what a blessing to be able to be raised in a loving environment, you know, and by parents who were Christ followers. So as a child, did you ever think about what you wanted to be when you grew up?
Honestly, I did not. I know.
That's okay.
And it's funny. It's funny that you asked that because I remember sitting in my parents' house, and you know, I was at college and trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, and my dad said, "You need to go to school to be a nurse. That's what you," he said, "that would be perfect for you." So no, I did not know exactly what I wanted to be, but I knew, so some of the things that I did know is that I knew I loved kids. I think that they're so very special. And so I'm very blessed that, you know, I have a large family. So I knew I wanted to be a mom, and God has blessed me in that way. And I also I've always loved helping other people and encouraging other people. And so those were a couple things that I enjoy and that I find joy in as well. But as a child, I did not know what I wanted to be. And still as a young adult, I didn't know what I wanted to be.
Well, that is so interesting that your dad suggested that. Well, obviously, he had great wisdom. And of course, he knew you so well with you being his daughter. So, okay. So when he said that to you, did that resonate with you at all? Like, you know, Jamie, maybe you need to be a nurse.
Well, yes, that's the field that I ended up going into, actually. So he knew that his reasoning was that I enjoyed helping others, and that I am caring, and that he wanted me to always be able to find a job, which with nursing, it can be anything that you want. You know, you can work from home, you can have a flexible schedule. And so there's a lot of flexibility, and you can work anywhere. You know, there are so many job opportunities. So I know that that was important to him. And so, yes, I did follow his wisdom.
Okay. So tell us about it. You know, what was your first experience like as a nurse?
So I actually, my first job was in cardiac step down. And okay. So I took care of open heart patients, and I was there for, I worked through there whenever I was going to college, and I enjoyed that. But it came to a point that I had some tough patients. And so when you go in and you take care of patients and you're with their families for, 3 and 4 days, and then, if you have somebody that doesn't do well, it really tugged at my heartstrings. And so I decided after I'd been in that for a couple of years that I was going to transition to something else. And so from there, I went to endoscopy, which was mostly outpatient. My patients were asleep. And so I got to take care of them. There was not, you do still have regular patients and stuff that you see and build relationships with. But I moved to that because it was hard on me to take care of patients and then for some of them not to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. I remember being in that after open heart surgery and the nurses taking care of me. I think I was in the hospital, I think 4 days altogether. I think I got to go home on the fourth day. But yeah, that I can see where that would, if your patients don't do so well, that would. Yes, especially for someone, and I'm not saying that not all people are caring, but some people are a lot more caring than others, and sometimes really take that in. So, what a change there. So, what are you doing now, Jamie, as far as nursing?
So I actually took a job in pre-admissions, and that I've been down there for maybe 2 years, I think, close to 2 years, and I transition to that because with endoscopy I took a ton of call, and that was just weighing on my family so much that we were at a point there that that we'd be working 14-16 hour days and then getting called out at night. And Caroline was at the age, so she's my oldest, she was at the age of asking, Mom, are you gonna be home to put me in bed tonight? And I don't know. I don't know, Caroline. I might see you in 2 days. And so my most important job besides being a wife is being at home for my kids when I need to be. And, I need to be home for dinner and I need to be home for bedtimes for a happy home for them. And I've been blessed with a different job position now. And I get to work part-time and I get to be home with my family whenever I need to, and I don't have to take call. And so where my dad told me that I needed to become a nurse with so much flexibility, I've been able to, I've been able to work the 12-hour shifts and that you have a long break off. And where I am now, I'm lucky enough that I get to work two days a week, and that then I get to be home with my kids for a nice long stretch. So
that's a blessing.
Very large blessing. Yes, it is.
So how many children do you have, Jamie? Tell us about them and your husband.
Okay. So Cliff and I have been married we actually celebrated our 13th year anniversary yesterday.
Oh.
And we've been blessed with 4 children. Caroline is 8. Oliver is 6. John Thomas is going to have a birthday this week and he will be turning 4. And then Fitz, his name's William Fitzgerald, but we call him Fitz. He is 8 months old.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have a full house and we are very blessed and very busy.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yes. 8, 6, 4, and 8 months. Wow. But I can tell you love being a mom. It's such a blessing. Children are such a blessing from above, and it's, just being able to raise them up in the ways of the Lord is an honor, for parents to do that. And obviously you and your husband, Cliff, have a strong faith in Christ. So you are raising them up and training them up in the ways of the Lord. Do they understand? Does Caroline at the age of 8, does she understand about Jesus and who Jesus is in her life?
Yes. Yes, she does. She's a very old soul, I would say. She could run the household if I'm not there.
That happens sometimes. A lot of times, with the oldest child there.
Sometimes she runs it while I am there.
Oh, I got you. I have one of those as well. And yes, I think you may know Christina, but I have one of those as well.
Yes.
Let's take a real quick break and then we're going to get into your health journey. Okay. So everyone stay tuned for more Shaped by Faith. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. We shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. So my guest today is Jamie Jackson. She's a mom of five, Caroline Oliver, John Thomas, and Fitz. And she is a blessed mama and has a wonderful husband. Jamie, we're going to talk about your health journey. Okay. And I'm so glad you're on Shaped by Faith to talk about that. So have you always lived a healthy lifestyle?
I think that I thought that I was living a healthy lifestyle, but I didn't feel good, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I would eat my vegetables, I would exercise, but I still just didn't feel good, if you can follow that or not.
Sure.
I started, I think a healthy lifestyle encompasses so many things besides just what you put in your body. Mm-hmm. Whenever I had Caroline, I started looking at different, what are we putting on our skin? What am I washing my baby with? Different things like that. And so I transitioned when she was a baby to buying more things that were non-toxic and just slowly replacing things that way whenever I had her, because I knew that that was important and that that was a small change that I could slowly make over time with whenever I buy something. Is this something that's going to serve us? And if it's not, then if it's not something that I'm not going to replace it with that. And so I kind of started doing that. She has super, super sensitive skin. And so I'd started on a healthier life journey whenever I had her. But I had a pivotal moment with my health whenever I was working in endoscopy, and I was working these 16-hour days and then getting called back in the middle of the night. And I remember standing in my kitchen after I'd worked a super long day, and I had worked throughout the night some, and then I came home and it was time for the kids to get up. And John Thomas was two, and I remember standing there, and I'm supposed to be making breakfast because we're starting our day. And he wanted me to hold him, and I just was really grouchy. I was grouchy and I was tired, and he was crying because he wanted me to hold him. And I just remember thinking, I'm too exhausted to pick you up and to hold you right now. I just don't feel good. I'm tired. And I thought, this is not who God made me to be. This is not the part, this isn't the mom that I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that that's not what I wanted to be. And then I decided that I had to figure out how I wasn't going to be that way anymore.
Well, you think, Jamie, was your working long hours, that for sure played into it, right?
It definitely played into it. We'd slowly been working those hours. Like, we didn't start out always working those hours, just like a shift in healthcare of that, patients are sicker and, your job duties change a little bit. And so that was not the norm, but that was the norm for that season right then. Mm-hmm. And so I had been watching some friends, and they had been talking about that they had felt so good and that they had all of this energy. And I was thinking that, one, I'm getting older. And I was carrying around extra weight, and I just kept thinking, if I could get some of this weight off, I would feel so much better. And so my main thought then was that I needed to lose some weight. And so I'd reached out to one of my friends that I had actually worked with back on cardiac step down. So full circle, one of my first jobs as a nurse, I worked with these people that had all this energy and felt great. And that we had drifted apart because we weren't working together anymore. And then I was listening to her about how great she felt. And she had learned, she was talking about the food that she was eating, that she had learned, the food that she could eat to feel well. And so I had reached out to her. And so she recommended that I do a 30-day detox program with Arbonne. Mm-hmm. And so I tossed around the idea. I talked to Cliff about it. And he just said, you know, you have tried everything to lose this weight. If you think that this is something that you need to do, then let's just do it. And if it doesn't work, they, you know, they do, they'll give you back your money if you're not happy with it. Mm-hmm. So he said, we have nothing to lose. Try it. If you need to send it back, if it doesn't work, then that's that works too. He said, the only thing that's holding you back is that you're not saying yes to this. If you want to do it, do it. And so I said yes. I had a friend that walked me through the program. She got me into an accountability group that was very encouraging. And by week one, I felt 100 times better than what I did before. Wow. And then I woke up in week three. I remember I woke up in week three and I woke up early before my kids were up, and my mindset was just completely changed. Like, my brain fog was gone. I got up and I exercised because I wanted to. I had breakfast made before the kids were up. It was like I was a completely transformed human being.
That's incredible. Okay, so can you explain a little bit, Jamie, for people who are not familiar, and not that we're doing a sales pitch or anything like that, because everyone right. will use different resources. What was it about Arbonne? I mean, what is it exactly? Is it something?
It is really, it's a detox. And so it teaches you take different foods out of your diet for either 2 weeks, 30 days, and you detox your body from those foods that cause inflammation, like gluten and dairy and soy, and you take those out. And then after 30 days, you can slowly reintroduce them back in, and you can see how you feel after it. Okay. And so when I reintroduced them back in, I didn't feel good. I felt like the old me, like the brain fog was back. I was very sluggish. You know, I've talked to some functional doctors since then that that they have just said, you know, gluten, you may not have I can't think of the right word, but that most people don't need to eat gluten, that it just causes inflammation, and inflammation causes disease. Yeah. That may not start, you know, today, but later on down the road, it's going to cause your body to not feel so good, which is kind of, I think, at the point of where I was, that I just had so much overload from the foods that I was eating. I was eating my vegetables, I was eating protein and fruits, but I wasn't fueling myself with all the good things that I could to feel the best that I could.
I gotcha. Okay, so I know everyone's heard about gluten, but just give us a few examples, Jamie, of some foods that contain gluten.
Well, so most your carbs do. Most breads do. Like if you're going to order a pizza out, does. I'm trying to think of what else. You know, cookies,
like
chips,
and things
muffins,
like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there are so many options that don't have gluten too that are really good. So I've replaced those things. So anyway, I decided to do this, and it completely changed my whole outlook on life.
It's amazing how changing your eating helps you to feel better, gives you more energy to do what God has called you to do. And I think so many people, Jamie, don't realize that they don't feel that well. Maybe they're used to it, you know, maybe they're.
That was me 100%. That all of these, I wouldn't have said symptoms, but I used to sweat all the time. I was always hot. And I had, you know, breakouts on my face that, you know, somebody close to 40 shouldn't have, you know, just different things going on with my skin, and that it was super dry and itchy, and different things that I didn't realize that was an issue for my diet. Whenever I cleaned up my diet, all of these other things that I didn't know it would fix, it did, which is so eye-opening.
Yes. Well, let's take a real quick break. I want you to continue talking about that, but we'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. So Jamie, you were sharing with us your health journey and how you're feeling so much better and how you cut out gluten, dairy, and soy at first. And I love the way you talked about that and how that's so true. We feel so much better when we cut certain things out that we really don't need in our diet, but you're feeling great. You've got some great energy going on with your energy levels. And if I understand you correctly, you decided to homeschool your daughter. Is that correct?
Yes. My husband's a public school teacher, and so she was going to school with him, but I really just felt like after first grade that God was calling me to bring her back and homeschool her again. And so, so I did. And, he really just paved the way for all of these other callings that I had in my life that I didn't know that he had placed on my heart. Mm-hmm. So back when she was in kindergarten, I homeschooled her in kindergarten. And, I really felt like that he wanted us to open up a school with the curriculum that we were using. It's a Christian classical curriculum. That was not his time. His time was not then. But he had placed that on my mom and my heart then. But after I got my health under control and that I had all this energy, he called me back to homeschool her. And so I brought her back home. And that's when he really paved the way for the bigger picture, because he gave me this new job that I'd been offered other jobs and I'd turned them down because it wasn't going to be the fix that we needed for my family, for me to be home for them. And then so I got this new job in pre-admissions. He blessed me with that. And then I had decided that he was calling me to bring her back home to homeschool her. And he blessed me with all this energy that I had from my health journey. And then from that, he blessed me with my new working schedule, because Cliff said, "This is great. You want to bring her home, but how are you going to do it? You're working. Your work schedule does not really allow for this." And so when the hospital called me back with my new job, they were offering me to work a Monday and a Tuesday, and then the next week work a Thursday and a Friday. So I had over a week off with her to actually be home with her and homeschool her, and then still continue to work at the hospital like I needed to do. And so the interesting thing is that her Sunday school teacher, we were just talking about one day at church, she was asking me questions about the curriculum that I was using. And she was just so impressed with Caroline and what she had been learning through the Bible stories and different things that we'd been doing at home. And she said that she wanted to go out to lunch and learn more about the curriculum in the school. And so my mom and her went to lunch and they talked about the curriculum in the school, and this lady's name is Charlotte. And Charlotte looked at my mom and she said, "Let's do this. I think God's telling us that we need to pave the way for this school." And so my mom and Charlotte, God totally blessed it for that. She was Caroline's Sunday school teacher, and that God put Charlotte in our lives at just the right time.
And so they started the school. Is that correct, Jamie? Started the school and it's going on now.
It is going on now. And God just, when you look back over different points in your life, you can see how every step of the way that he was there.
Yes. It's amazing what God does. You know, as you were sharing your story and then about the school and how that came about, you know, I'm thinking, you know, that scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, that says our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that's in us, and that we're to honor God with our body. And that is one way. And I think it's so awesome how God placed that on your heart, that curriculum, that classical curriculum, and your mother and Charlotte started the school. I mean, that's just how God works, you know, isn't it? As we take care of what he's given us. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left. And so I would love for you to share with our listeners some healthy tips on eating and maybe give us some examples of some foods.
Yes.
That you
actually, yeah. I asked my kids what some of their favorite things were.
Yeah.
And so really, we eat everything that everybody else eats. We live off of Mexican, I would say. That's one of Oliver's favorite things is, and we just make some healthy swaps. So they're just healthier brands at the grocery store. So I love the Siete brand. Okay. And then you can also make your own taco seasoning and stuff. But they make a great gluten-free chip, and they taste just like the other great chips. They just don't have gluten in them. We make protein balls and cookies, and we love the Enjoy Life chocolate chips. My kids love those. So we have pizza once a week. We still have Mexican once a week, and then pasta. They love spaghetti and pasta, and one of our favorite brands of pasta that we use is the Bonza pasta. Uh-huh. And I just recommend that you wash that off with hot water before, you know, you boil it, follow the directions, and then rinse it off with hot water before you eat it. And then something else that I've been doing just with the holidays, cause I still eat ice cream and cookies, and, you know, we still have our sweet treats and stuff, but, something that I have incorporated over, this last month is that in the morning, I will do like a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and some water, because it helps your blood sugar not spike if you're going to eat some things that aren't so great for you, which around the holidays, we're making memories. And I have a cookie recipe that my mom and I made whenever I was little, and we do that every year with the kids. And so, you know, progress over perfection with healthy choices, but so we're still making our cookies that we made, you know, back in the 80s.
yeah. Oh, those are good. Okay,
they are good. Well,
Jamie, our time is out. I wish we had more time, but you've been an awesome guest. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowe. Everyone have a blessed day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.